And we back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host, XO. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. Welcome to Sauna IE. Welcome to 2024. Man, with this episode, if y'all heard the last episode, this episode we're going to really be discussing... Really be discussing the mindset that we need to have as we approach 2024. How do we need to act? How do we need to operate? What's the mindset we need to have as we embark on this journey? One thing to note, 2024 is a financial year. So you will be making a lot of money this year. I'll just put that out there right now. But overall, welcome to Sauna IE. And I bet you're wondering, what is Sauna IE? Sauna IE is a go-to episode for entrepreneurial millennials navigating through their mental health as well as their personal development. I'm your host once again, XO. Got the fur on, it's cold where I'm at, so I had to throw this on. And we're going to dive into a crucial topic, that mental health, that mindset that we need to have as 2024, first day of the year. What type of mindset do we need to have throughout this year as we embark on the next 364 days? It's essential to focus on maintaining a healthy mindset for optimal performance and fulfillment. So grab your favorite beverage. You know me, I stay with the water. You can find a cozy spot to chill, or you may be headed to your in-law's house, your parents' house, somebody's house, or you may just be chilling for the day and you just turn on some podcasts. I appreciate you. But we're going to embark on this journey together. But y'all know I can't start the show off without my quotes of the day. And my first quote is, I'm trying to take this label off this water bottle. No free sponsorships around here. But my first quote of the day is, discipline is what turns your dreams into reality. And that's perfect. That's a perfect way to start off the new year, because discipline is a major key for you to achieve everything that you want this year. You won't always be motivated, but if you find a way to be disciplined, you will achieve far more than motivation can help you achieve. So, discipline turns your dreams into reality. What do you need to be disciplined on this year? What do you need to do? What do you need to do better? What do you need to do better? What do you need to do more of? And what do you need to do less of? Where do you want to be disciplined at? I know for my personal, I want to be disciplined when it comes to my finances, as well as my fitness. Being more focused on my fitness, fell off after a while, but you know, we back. So just being that, having that mindset, okay, where do I want to be at, disciplined at, and what area do I need to be disciplined in my life? Okay, fitness, family, faith, whatever it may be, and just really focus on being disciplined, taking it one day at a time, doing that one thing at a time. But once again, that quote is, discipline is what turns your dreams into reality. So with this episode, like I said, we're going to be talking about mindset. I found some statistics of just when it comes to millennials, entrepreneurial millennials, and how we operate, and some things that help us and hinder us. And the first thing I want to talk about is the state of mental health for entrepreneurial millennials. Before we explore the whole ways to enhance our mental well-being, let's take a moment to understand the current state of mental health among entrepreneurial millennials. According to a recent study by the National Institute of Mental Health, one in three entrepreneurs reports experiencing symptoms of depression, anxiety, or both. The pressure of running a business, financial uncertainties, and the constant pursuit of success can take a toll on our mental well-being. I know this from a personal perspective, because it gets depressive, and you get depressed because you want to have a flowing business, a flourishing business, a business that everybody attracts to, that you want to help the whole world. It's understanding, it's going to be just more than me. I can't do this on my own. I gotta understand it's going to be a team, and understand that it's taking it one day at a time. With anything in life, you really have to take it one day at a time, especially when it comes to your mental well-being. What are you doing on a daily basis to help out your mental health? Are you meditating? Are you journaling? Are you deep breathing? Are you working? doing to help your mental health, to build your mental health on a daily basis. You may be thinking, oh, I don't got time to do that. You do have time, because it's your mental health, it's your overall well-being. So everything starts with your mind. So if you can't find 10 minutes out of your day to meditate, deep breathe, exercise, whatever it may be, then you may be one of the three entrepreneurs, one of the three entrepreneurs experiencing symptoms when it comes to depression, anxiety, or both. And we have to understand that we have to take it a step at a time. Map everything out. Where do you want to be at the end of this year when it comes to your business? You may be like, oh, I want to do 2 million net profit. Perfect. What do you have to do to get there? Reverse engineer. You know the overall goal, 2 million net profit. What do you have to do to get there? From today, the first day of the year, till then, you have 364 days to get to that journey, that overall goal. So what do you need to do every day to make sure you get one step closer to that goal? And understanding, like, the financial uncertainties are a big thing when it comes to this entrepreneurial life, because you may have to be your first sponsor, you may have to be your first vendor, you may have to be your first investor when it comes to your business. You may be working a 9-to-5 now, but that 9-to-5 is funding your business, funding your entrepreneurial journey. It's understanding, like, okay, finances are not where I want to be at right now. So I have to create a budget, stick with a budget, and figure out what budget works out for me when it comes to the financial uncertainties. Additionally, the high stakes nature of entrepreneurship can lead to burnout, with studies showing that over 70% of entrepreneurs experience burnout at some point in their careers. It's time we address this head on. And that's me. That's how I felt. It seems like every year I'm reflecting back on the 4 years with Sun IE, and it's understanding, like, the past 4 years I have reached those burnout phases where I'm like, okay, I have that momentum, and then bow, I hit that brick wall because I'm burnt out from doing everything on my own or just trying to make everything happen. So it's understanding, like, how do we avoid burnout? Because it's bound to happen. Like, you're listening to this now, like, okay, I'm not going to get burnt out this year. I got burnt out these last previous years. It's going to happen. But it's understanding, like, how do I become the 30% who don't experience burnout? And what do I need to do? It may be focusing on your mental health on a daily basis, building a team, having a team around you. What are you doing? What tasks are you doing on your business that somebody else can do? You may have to delegate tasks to other people. Some people may have to, for me, finding a podcast manager, a podcast producer, somebody to write up episodes, somebody to work on content, have a promo team, little things like that. So it takes off the stress of yourself and you can have your energy just flowing instead of being depleted. So understanding what over these last years, if you've been burnt out, what did you do to get out of the burnout, and why did you burn out? Are you, like I said, are you doing all the work on your own and you're not trying to delegate that task to other people? I know how it is. When I first started this, I'm like, nah, I'm just doing this by myself because I don't want nobody to mess things up or mess up how I got things operating. But you got to allow people to make mistakes. You have to allow people to mess up, fuck up, whatever it may be when it comes to your business. You understand? You have to teach them. You have to teach them the right way to do things. So it's understanding, like, let me try to avoid burnout. But there's nothing wrong with burnout too, because it's just overall your mind and your body is telling you you need a break. And I've had many countless times of burnout where I'm like, all right, let me take a break. Let me step back. Let me analyze everything. Let me see if we're moving in the right direction as a business. And sometimes we have to recognize the mental health signals. It's crucial to recognize the signals that indicate our mental health may be at risk. Statistics from a recent Harvard Business Review article indicated that 50% of entrepreneurs regularly experience high levels of stress, which can be a precursor to burnout. Are you stressing yourself out when it comes to your business? Are you trying to have everything done in a day, in a week, in a month? Do you have deadlines to meet? What in your business brings you stress? And how can you alleviate that stress? What are some things you need to do? What do you do when you feel stress coming on? What are your stress relievers in yourself? Do you go take a walk? Do you watch a movie? Do you spend time with family? Do you go to the gym? What are your stress relievers? Doing more of that so the stress doesn't creep in. And we all experience that high levels of stress because we want our business to be successful, especially how social media is shaped these days, that we're seeing everybody else's success story, that we want to be there already. But it's a journey to get there. Kobe said it best. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. The highs, the lows of the journey. How are you doing along on your journey? Are you burning out every step of the way? Are you replenishing your energy? What are you doing to make sure you are at full capacity when it comes to the journey that you're embarking on? Another study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology found that entrepreneurs are 30% more likely to experience symptoms of depression than their non-entrepreneurial counterparts. Paying attention to these signals is the first step in maintaining a healthy mind. So we're more likely to experience symptoms of depression than people that's not entrepreneurs, people that have 9-to-5, people that have everything taken care of. And that's simply because we expect the best from ourselves for ourselves. And sometimes we hit that depressive phase where we're like, damn, is this going to work? Is it working out the right way? Am I doing the right things? Is this something I should really pursue? And you start asking yourself those questions. You reach them points. And I know in the last episode I was talking about that support system, having that support system for yourself. And this is where the support system comes in. Because when you feel like, oh, I'm getting depressed, you feel like you're getting sad, when you feel like you're getting anxious, stressed out, you lean on your support system and let them know, like, man, it's been tough. I've been going through this, trying to figure this out, trying to get this to go right, trying to do things right. But you keep falling into burnout, you keep falling into stress, you keep falling into depressive stages. And also having a mentor, too, that can help you, coach you when it comes to you feeling like you're getting burnt out. They can tell you, like, hey, take a break, do this, do that, instead of you getting burnt out, stressed out, or depressed. So having those mentors, having that support system helps you out when it comes to this entrepreneurial journey. And I bet you're wondering, okay, lay some statistics on me. What are some strategies for the mental health, mental wellness? Practical strategies to foster mental wellness throughout the year. And these tips are designed for you. You right here, you listening to this, wherever you may be, to navigate the ups and downs of entrepreneurship while prioritizing your mental health. Number one would be mindful practices. Incorporate mindful techniques such as meditation and deep breathing. Exercises into your daily routine. Me, when I'm in the car, I'm in the road, always do like 25 deep breaths. Like, I forgot what, I think it's called the Hof breathing experiment, whatever it may be. Just doing those 25 deep breaths, because you'll be surprised, we barely have any oxygen going to our brain. So me doing that 25 deep breaths real fast brings that oxygen to my brain, so you can think clearly, more clearly about things going on in life. So meditation and practicing those deep breathing exercises really help out. A study published in the Journal of Occupational Health and Psychology found that regular mindfulness practice can reduce stress and improve overall mental well-being. Number two would be the work-life balance. You have to establish clear boundaries between work and personal life. A survey by the Harvard Business Review found that entrepreneurs who maintain a healthy work-life balance reported higher levels of job satisfaction and overall well-being. So set realistic working hours, take breaks, and make time for activities that bring you joy outside of work. That work-life balance is huge, because some of us be so like, oh, you're young, I'm gonna just work, grind your way. But it's like, that's truly detrimental to your personal growth overall. It's like, sometimes we have to take that break. Sometimes we have to have that balance. We can't work 24 hours out the day. We do have to sleep. We do have to eat. We do have to take time for ourselves. We do have to be with our family, our friends, whatever it may be. But finding that balance and not trying to overwork yourselves, I think that's what is the biggest thing for me in 2023. Really trying to just continuously work. It sounds like a Rihanna song, but That's what I did. I was like, let me work. I'm young, let me work. Just like finding that work-life balance. Like, work for 4 hours of deep work. a day will put you ahead versus trying to do 8 hours of deep work. Or breaking it to 4 hours here, take a like 2 to 3 hour break, 2 hour break maybe, come back, do more 4 hours of deep work. It depends on where you're at in your business or on your journey. Social connection would be number three. Is that number three? I'm gonna double check. I lost my count. yeah, social connection number three. Entrepreneurship can be isolating, but social connections are vital to our mental health. According to a study published in the Journal of Business Venturing, entrepreneurs who had a strong social network reported lower levels of stress and higher levels of life satisfaction. Make an effort to maintain relationships with friends, family, and fellow entrepreneurs. Surrounding yourself with a supportive network can provide valuable emotional support. So, the people around you, maintaining that social connection. Do you have a group of entrepreneurs around you? Do you have a supportive family? Do you have supportive friends? And just asking yourself, like, I need to be connecting with these people on a daily basis instead of going to isolation. We know how it is when you're an entrepreneur, you're first starting out in the entrepreneurial business. You just like feel like, I don't have no time for family. I have no time for friends. I just have to work on my business. But overall, that's how you lead to stress. That's how you get depressed. That's how it leads to anxiety. That's how you lead to burnout. So it's understanding, like, I have to have these social connections at least once a week, being with family, being with friends, and understanding that creating that work-life balance once again. So maintaining the social connection with the people around you is very vital for your mental health. And then the last one is professional help. Don't hesitate, once again, don't hesitate to seek professional help when needed. Therapy and counseling can be powerful tools for managing stress and improving mental health. Statistics from the American Psychology Association indicate that therapy is effective for a wide range of mental health concerns, with over 80% of people who engage in therapy reporting significant improvement. Me, myself, I know that's one of the big things. I'm getting into therapy this year, just to have somebody to talk to, lean on, get advice, really help out with the mental health, because I journal, I meditate, but I'm like, let me see how therapy can help me as well. So that's one of the big things I want to step into. And I know within our culture, within the I'm gonna say Afro-American culture, whatever it may be, we rarely talked about getting help or getting therapy or whatever it may be, because we like therapy. Would you need therapy? Well, ain't nothing wrong with you, but overall therapy is always good. It has a lot of pros and maybe some cons, but overall therapy helps you gain that mental clarity that you need, especially as you embark on 2024. If you have the opportunity to go to therapy this week and seeing how 2023 was for you, whether you had setbacks, whether you had trauma, whether you had something that really hindered your growth, you can talk to them openly and not feel ashamed to discuss what's on your mind. And the last topic for this episode will be setting mental health goals for 2024. So first, baby, you already know what it is. As we kick off this year, let's start to set those mental health goals. These goals will serve as a compass guiding us through our challenges and triumphs of entrepreneurship. Consider goals such as prioritizing self-care. I was just talking to a client about this. Learning to delegate effectively and practicing resilience in the face of setbacks. Remember, small consistent steps can lead to significant improvements in mental well-being. So as you go on this year, you writing your goals out for this week. It's the first week. I know some of us, today is the first. Everybody's either partying, spending time with family. They ain't got time to work on themselves or do what they need for themselves. But sometime this week, set those mental health goals. What are you trying to do mentally? Where are you trying to be at mentally? Are you trying to read more? Are you trying to learn a new language? Are you trying to meditate more? Me, I've dedicated myself to doing 365 days of meditation, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever it may be. Every day for 2024, I'm meditating, sticking to that meditation and really digging deeper into that meditation, getting deep with it, because I may start off with 10 minutes and I may finish the year off doing 2-hour meditation, 4-hour meditations, and just really getting to know myself on a deeper intellectual level. So what are you going to do when it comes to your mental health? What mental health goals are you going to set? Are you going to be like, no phone the first hour of the day? No phone the last hour of the day? Are you getting your sleep? That's a big thing when it comes to entrepreneurship and when it comes to your mental health. Are you getting your 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night? I know these days the numbers fluctuate, but 6 to 8 is like that right sauce number. So it's like between the 6 to 8 hours, am I getting my sleep at night? Or am I up late at night trying to burn the midnight oil, trying to make things happen for the business, for myself? And it's understanding that sleep is very vital. That's one of my goals for you. And I say set for yourself. Make sure you're getting that sleep at night and really check with your phone. You know, they have the sleep app. We all got iPhones, I'm pretty sure. If you got an Android, it's time to upgrade. But we all got iPhones where the iPhone does health. They have a health app. They regulate our sleep or understand when we're sleeping, when we're in REM sleep and all that. And understanding like, okay, I may need to get more sleep this year. But that's all I have for y'all today. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I know everybody's like probably out and about doing their thing. I'm about to get out and meet with the family as well. But as we wrap up this episode, remember, your mental health is a priority, not a luxury. By investing time and energy in nurturing your well-being, you're not only enhancing your personal life, but also laying the foundation for a successful and sustainable entrepreneurial journey in 2024. Thank you for joining us on this insightful journey. Until next time, stay mindful, stay resilient, and keep pursuing your entrepreneurial dreams. Let me leave y'all with this. Trust the weight that is needed for your growth. And we out. XO signing off. Peace.